You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 97. You are being guided to live your destiny. In today's show, I want to talk to you about how you are being guided to live your destiny. We don't always understand how Spirit reveals our path to us. And so it's always good to be reminded of how this process actually works. And I say reminded because you already know, but it just may not be in your conscious mind at this time. This is going to be a very spiritual conversation today because we're going to talk about how you need to begin to tap into your intuition and inner guidance in order for you to heed the guidance of Spirit. You must begin to develop your ability to tune in so that you can follow your vibrational breadcrumbs with less effort. Let's begin this discussion by talking about effort, because we've been so conditioned to believe that effort is required in order to accomplish things. But in truth, effort is counterproductive when it comes to the spiritual or energetic world. Your effort is what keeps you from falling onto your path. And I'm using the word falling for lack of a better way of describing what needs to happen, because when you fall, you're not in control. So that's what it's like to find your spiritual path. It really finds you. In this case, falling onto your spiritual path is a good thing. It's something that you want to happen. So there's different types of effort. There's mental effort and physical effort. When you're working on something from the energetic side of things, then you want to avoid both of these forms of effort in the early stages because they only push away what you want. It's only when you let go or relinquish your power to the universe that your life begins to flow more effortlessly. We get in our own way when it comes to our spiritual development because we want to do something. When the key to manifesting with ease is to allow things to flow, then we have to learn how to do this on an everyday basis. Your effort is only productive when it's inspired. That means when it comes time for you to do something on the physical, you won't be able to sit still. You have to do it or you won't have any peace. If that's not the case, then you shouldn't be trying to force anything because you're creating blocks to your own good. The more you work at making something happen by putting effort into it, the further you push it away. There's a lot of wasted energy in that. We haven't been taught how to create from the energetic level, and this is truly the way to create. So the way we've been taught is to work against ourselves because we've been conditioned to use effort, and effort creates a backlash that undermines your ability to create with ease. So now let's talk about your being guided to live your destiny. This happens on a higher level, not within the mind. It happens through inspiration. You can't think your way to the path. You have to allow it to come to you. Your path will be revealed to you, but it only comes when you're happy and in a place of peace and contentment in your life. Just when you thought things were smoothing out, boom, some serendipitous event occurs and you've rendezvoused with your destiny. Life throws you a curveball, but in a good way. And that's because you were on a high vibration long enough to create momentum in your life. Your destiny then can meet up with you and begin to reveal itself piece by piece. Sometimes this happens when you forget about everything you thought you wanted. That's when it comes to you. That's the power of letting go. When you're upset about things, or worried, angry, frustrated, confused, and so on, this is not the vibration where your path is or even where your answers are. They are completely different frequencies, your problem and your solution. This is why you must let go and begin to put your attention on things that make you feel good and happy inside. It's through the higher vibration that the universe will begin to leave vibrational breadcrumbs for you in order for you to follow them. Joy is the key to rendezvousing with your destiny. For those of you who have just started to listen to the show, you may not understand what I mean by many of the terms that are used, like vibrational breadcrumbs and so on. The episodes of this show build on one another, and therefore, you will need to go back and listen to all of them in order to understand what I'm talking about with the proper perspective. Since episode 47, we've been discussing the secret code of the universe and vibrational breadcrumbs. Everything that we've discussed is important for you to know, and it will help clear up any confusion that you may be having. All right, so you will be guided to live your destiny through following the vibrational breadcrumbs of the universe. This is not a fast process. It will take time. And that's another thing. We need to learn patience. Just make a commitment to live your life in harmony every day. Implement the internal light meditation into your daily routine. And you don't have to do it for an hour at a time. But if you're led to do so, then by all means, follow your inner guidance. But just start doing the meditation. Then make up your mind that you won't allow anything or anyone to take your joy or your peace. Remove things from your life that bring you down and start doing more things that bring you up energetically. Clean up your diet mentally, spiritually, and physically. Start exercising, take walks or bike, or just do some form of stretching daily. You have to keep your body strong and healthy in order to carry the energy that will pass through you from the meditations. Your body is like a wire, and you can only channel the amount of energy that you're strong enough to. So having good physical health is imperative to your spiritual development and growth, because you have to use your body to channel spiritual energies into this world. You really are a door of light or spiritual gateway, because you bring energies into this world, into this dimension, through your thoughts, your dreams, and desires. So this is why you want to have the highest of thoughts at all times. And remember, when you channel this energy through you, especially through the meditations, you must begin to implement drinking more water, more clean water, not with flavor and all that other stuff. Your body just doesn't use it the same. You need pure, clean water, okay? Just make it clean water. Filter water is good enough. You don't have to spend $100 on a bottle of water. All right, focus on love. That's the best way to create high vibrating energies in your life. Your destiny will be revealed to you bit by bit when you start to follow your breadcrumbs. It's like you're on a need-to-know basis with the universe. You will only be able to see what's right in front of you most of the time because you're being trained to develop your faith and trust. You must begin to use your intuition more by feeling your way to your destiny. And by feeling your way, I mean you have to know what feels right for you. It may not make any sense to your logical mind, but it feels right. And that's how you know you're supposed to continue moving forward on that path. Being guided to your destiny requires taking a leap of faith, because you don't know what the future holds for you in that direction. You just start following the guidance of your heart and what feels right for you. This is how you will eventually rendezvous with your destiny. Now, sometimes the thought of where you're going will scare you practically to death, but there's a strong pull for you to do it or to go in that direction. That's how you know it's bigger than you. When you're not a vibrational match to your destiny, then you may experience a bit of fear when it first appears on the scene, be it a person, a situation, or however it manifests. The fear is different in some way, though. It feels almost electric in your solar plexus. It's not a low feeling, but an excited feeling, filled with a bit of fear of the unknown. As you begin to venture further down that path, you start to notice that the fear vanishes because it was only an illusion. And excitement takes its place. It's weird, but that's how it happens. And those of you who have experienced this know exactly what I'm talking about. You can't think your way to your destiny. You have to allow it to come to you. Just focus your attention on what makes you feel good inside and let the universe do the rest. This is sometimes the hardest thing for people to do. Just chill out, because they're so used to doing something. Let what you do make you happy and increase you in joy. Avoid any activity that makes you feel bad or unhappy, because that will only push your good away from you. Remember, your destiny is filled with all the things that you truly desire from a soul level, and doing and having these things will bring you the ultimate form of happiness. So you can't rendezvous with this high-flying energy through being unhappy or experiencing negative emotions on a daily basis. You have to remove that low energy from your life and move toward higher vibrations. It's up to you to remove negativity from your life on all levels because it only serves to keep you on a low vibration. Happiness begets happiness, and the reverse is also true. So don't let anyone keep you from experiencing a life filled with indescribable joy, peace, good health, love, and abundance in all its forms, because it's possible. In the end, you create your own reality. The universe is always guiding you to your happiness, to the realization of your dreams, but it's up to you to listen, to follow your heart and the guidance of spirit. Well, that's the message for today, and I hope it will help you to realize your dreams more quickly and serve as a reminder to get out of your own way and allow the universe to guide you. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.